Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Tuesday, December the 21st. I want to take an opportunity to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. It's been an exciting year, to say the least. A lot of things happened that, honestly, I didn't see coming a year ago, but other things maybe were more predictable, but the whole, you know, the timeline of things that happened in 2021 were, frankly, for the most part, not on my, or as they like to say, they were not on my radar. I didn't see a lot of these things that we eventually lived to see. But most of all, I want to thank you for listening to the shows and maintaining your allegiance over the year. One of the things that we're going to be doing right now is we're going to take off a little time, and we got some family time, some travel ahead of us, and we're also going to be recharging our batteries. That's one of the things that you do at a time like this. You recharge your batteries, you get ready, and then you come back. You come back next year with a whole bunch of energy, because next year is going to be exciting. Next year is going to be very exciting, to say the least, because we've got midterm elections coming up, and that always makes everything so interesting. But when you look back at 2021, I just kind of made myself a little list here of things, and my list is probably incomplete, but it was really a very intense year. You go back a year ago, like let's say Christmas time, and we were still arguing about the election. Joe Biden had been declared the winner by the networks, but there had not been an official declaration from the Congress, because the Senate had not met to call the election one way or the other. Eventually, that did happen on January the 6th, but I think you know what happened on January 6th. There was a little problem at the Capitol, and that one particular problem has become a real mess, to say the least, in retrospect. I think that, in my view, the Democrats have politicized the whole thing to a ridiculous degree. This is not by any means to defend what happened. Everybody involved in that attack on the Capitol, or that trespassing, it was more trespassing than attack, I think. But nevertheless, anybody who participated in that should be prosecuted and sent to jail if that's what happens. But it was not an insurrection, as they're trying to say, or they're making it out to be. That, of course, created the avenue for another impeachment. So now you had two impeachments, literally back-to-back for President Trump, one at the beginning of 2020 and one at the beginning of 2021. I thought the first impeachment was, I thought the second one was even more political. And again, not defending what happened, not defending even the fact that President Trump was outside that day talking to the crowd. I never supported that. But nevertheless, that was not an insurrection, and there's no need for the impeachment of President Trump. Of course, he was acquitted both times, and that's how it went down in history. And then, you know, we had a new president, and there was a certain sense, okay, things are going to be maybe a little more calm than they were before. Things kind of went into kind of autopilot there for a few weeks. And then came Afghanistan, and that proved to be perhaps one of the biggest foreign policy disasters that I've ever seen. Many people said, let's get out of Afghanistan. I was one of those who said, get out from what? We're not really fighting a war. We're there, I agree with that. But we were not there in any fighting capacity. Our military was generally reserved at the bases, and it was kind of providing some military support for the Afghan soldiers. So I never felt that we had to get out. I always felt that keeping a presence in a neighborhood like that is probably a good idea. But the Biden administration decided to get out, and it became, again, a total complete disaster. And I think that was really the beginning of many of President Biden's problems. Then came the border, and the border was a tragedy from day one, because the Biden administration decided to cancel the stay in Mexico policy, a policy that was working rather well. Eventually, the Biden administration was forced to go back to stay in Mexico, and that's probably where we are right now. But the whole border situation, I think, became a real political disaster for the Biden administration, especially at the border in here in Texas, where a lot of Hispanics began to turn against this administration because of what was happening on the border. And then, of course, came inflation and the gasoline prices that came with it. That has been devastating for people. I mean, look, everybody's paying more for gasoline. I pay more for gasoline, everybody. And it's really a mess, to say the least. And all of this sort of coming together here at the end of the year with very low approval ratings for the Biden administration. I've never seen an administration collapse like this in 1 year. I mean, I've seen other administrations, in trouble politically. Clearly, I mean, I can go back to Nixon and remember that at the end. Jimmy Carter, of course, at the end was in real trouble. George W. Bush had a difficult ending, but not like this. His problem was more related to what happened with the economy, but that was like after the summer of 2008. But I've never seen an administration collapse like this in the first year, and whether or not they can bounce back, time will tell. Time will tell. My guess is that they will not be able to bounce back. I think they're so deep, and they're so poorly run. This administration, when you look at the staff around President Biden, I'm hoping that at some point President Biden begins to ask for some resignations, because the people around him, you know, if you want to give President Biden the benefit of the doubt, and you can to some extent, because after all, he has to listen to advisors, but I'm not defending President Biden. I'm just simply saying that he has not been very well served either by the people around him, and that's been a total, complete disaster. Here in Texas, well, we had a very successful legislative session this year. Out of Texas came the abortion law that is still in effect, and there may be other things that come out of Texas. Who knows? We have a real problem on the border, as I have said. Now, looking ahead to 2022, when we get back next year and we start doing our shows again, it's going to be a midterm election. So everything is going to get very political next year. So whatever President Biden couldn't do before the end of 2021, I think it's finished. It's going to be very hard for him to put it together in 22. I think the left of the Democrat Party is getting very impatient, and they're going to be very angry with President Biden for not having done more, despite having what they call a majority, which they never really had a majority. It was 50-50 in the U.S. Senate, and the majority in the House was very small. But nevertheless, they could have handled that 50-50 situation a lot better. They certainly didn't. And they certainly did not handle the Joe Manchin situation very well. So, you know, we say goodbye to this year. Of course, there's also another virus in the conversation. There's now another one. We may be facing more lockdowns and more problems. I hope not. But that may be in the horizon here over the next few months. It was an exciting year, not always very good for the country, but nevertheless, it was an exciting year. Now we look ahead to 2022, and as I say, this is going to be a very political year, because these midterms are going to be here at any time. You know, pretty soon you're going to start having primaries for the upcoming election, and when that happens, everything is political. Here in Texas, we have a primary for governor, and we're also going to have a governor's race later in the year. And Beto O'Rourke is challenging Governor Abbott for the governor's position. I think the governor is going to win, but one of the things I've learned about politics over the years is you don't take anything for granted. You don't take anything for granted, because you just never know what could happen. Again, look at 2021. Who would have believed a year ago that this president today would be at 40, 41, 40%, even lower than that in some polls? So things can change pretty rapidly in politics, as you know. So we never like to make predictions too far ahead. You know, we always like to assume that you have to fight for every victory, and you don't want to declare victory before the votes are counted. Thank you very much for listening. Again, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to all of you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening to the show over the year. And it's going to get even better next year. Trust me, the show is going to get even better next year. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.